Good morning. How are you doing? In business, we all want to win, right? It's all about competition. But what actually wins today? I'm of the belief that features and functions of a particular product or service, they're important, but they're not ultimately what wins in a marketplace, certainly in a competitive marketplace. And that would be experience trumping all. The customer experience is what creates the most value today, and the most value is what gets you the most revenue. And if you can manage your bottom line, that's what gets you the most profitable. So the headline that caused me to be interested in talking about this today is instant bank transfers are coming to PayPal and Venmo. So you might recall that last week I talked about how the banks, or a large number of banks in the US, have been working together for the last couple of years and are coming, have launched a product called Zelle. I think that's how you say it. I think it's Zelle. And the idea is that Zelle is a payment processing system that allows, you know, basically the equivalent of a PayPal or a Venmo or a Square, and it allows people to send money to each other. But because it's backed by the banks, part of the problem right now of moving money between people is, you know, sometimes you don't have a PayPal account, sometimes you don't have a Venmo account, sometimes you don't have a Square account. So, you know, these are fragmented marketplaces, but by the banks putting in place a system like that, it in effect means that you don't need to use any of those other services. So the question becomes, well, what should those other services do? What should PayPal do? What should Venmo do? If their businesses are going to survive and compete against a new, better system that the banks have put together, if you can believe that, how do they do it? Well, this article says that instant bank transfers are going to be something that that is going to be introduced by these companies. And while I think that's important, the truth is that's a feature, that's a function. It's easy to replicate features and functions. They're very, very easy to copy. And then once you're done with features and functions, then it typically becomes a race to the bottom for price. So you end up giving your margin away. So in this particular case, it just reminded me that while features and functions are important, the customer experience is ultimately the only thing that your business should be focused on. The features and the functions can attribute to the experience, but they can't be what your business rests on solely. And that's just my belief based on my experience working with businesses. It's kind of like this one company I did some work for. They're in the coffee business, and one of the owners of the business said, you know, there are no new ways to do coffee. We have figured out how to make every fancy drink possible. So if we're going to go compete in the marketplace now, we have to figure out how we're going to deliver a better experience, and that involved introducing a new product, a new revenue line, utilizing, you know, a base of resources and assets this particular business had. But I'm reminded of that as I think of this particular article, where PayPal and Venmo and these fragmented niche market players, they really think, maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't know. But features and functions aren't going to give them a real leg up against the banks, because let's face it, instant bank transfer, so within 30 minutes your money is there instead of a day or two. The banks are going to be able to do that. With this Zelle system that they've created, they can do the same thing. So that's not going to win market share, much less maintain market share. So these companies have to figure out, how do they improve the experience? How do they add to the experience? Or how do they add a new revenue line or a new product or a new service that does in fact enable them to keep their market share and hopefully grow it? So that's what I'm thinking about this morning, and hopefully you'll join me again tomorrow morning for some other thoughts. In the meantime, make sure to subscribe, check me out on Instagram, which is where I post some other stuff, and hopefully I see you again here tomorrow morning. Have a great day.